A lot of you are out there playing outside. Sometimes you don't even follow these steps because you don't think about it. You get sunburned. What actually happens when you get a sunburn? More importantly, how does it happen?
Sure. Well, I won't get too technical because the basics are good. But the sun gives off energy, like we talked about. And we've got this great invisible shield in the sky. And it's called the ozone layer. And a good way to think of the ozone layer is, you know, the movie The Incredibles. One of my favorite movies, by the way. And,
The Incredibles, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
There we go. And they've got the character Violet. And Violet is great because, you know, she creates this invisible force field around her. And nothing can get through it. Now, the ozone layer is something like this, except it's not perfect. Not like Violet's, you know, force field. So we need to practice these action steps to make sure we're doing this. But what happens really is your skin gets too much exposure to the sun. It causes it to redden and really burn. But we've got this great tool, and it comes with in a free toolkit that we give to teachers. So it's a Sunwise Frisbee, and everyone loves Frisbees.
Yep.
The Frisbee's typically white, but when you bring it outside and expose it to UV, it turns bright purple. Now, even on a cloudy day, it's just a great indicator to let you know that, you know, there's UV out there.
Yep.
And it often surprises people to see how much is out there.
Right. So as you're playing Frisbee out there and you start to notice the Frisbee turning color, that would be a good indication.
Perfect indication, yeah.
There are UV rays.
Indication.
And, yeah, all the other things. Okay, it's like a Broadway show.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not like that. It's just a Frisbee. They're UV rays. They're invisible.
Yeah, and
they can be dangerous to your skin. That's kind of cool. Now, let me ask you this. There's a tool, of course, out there that helps, you know, people figure out, aside from the Frisbee, if we could all have the Frisbee, then we wouldn't need this other thing.
That's true. That's true.
We need it. What is it, and where can we find out more about it?
Well, the UV index is this tool that we're talking about. It's part of our action steps, and it's sort of like the weather forecast, except it's talking about UV. So you can find out the night before what the high UV level is going to be for the day. And it's on a scale of 1 to 11 plus. And the higher the number, the more UV.
I love that your index goes to 11.
Yeah.
11 plus. It's not just 10.
Yeah,
wouldn't
right.
you just make 10 more like something?
Funny story. It used
Instead
to be.
Instead, it's 11 plus.
Yeah, it used to be. And then we switched it to be like everyone else in the world. So, you know, we got on board with everybody else.
As long as it's not metric, because I couldn't figure that out.
But yeah, and you can find it on our website, actually. So I would have your parents, you know, go online, check out our website. It's www.epa.gov/sunwise.
Okay.
S-U-N-W-I-S-E.
That's epa.gov/sunwise.
That's it.
Just like that. Go ahead. Type it in. Type it in, you guys. Go! Type it! I know. Whoever's got dial-up, you're holding up the whole show. We don't have much time left. All right, you know what? We'll just move on. You can check it out afterwards, all right? So we're going to move forward a little bit here. I've got to ask you, there's a lot more to being sunwise than I thought. This program from the EPA is for everybody, really. There's just really a lot to know about being in the sun and being safe and still having fun, because that's the big message here is that A, we want you to be safe, but B, we're not telling you not to go outside.
Absolutely not.
You don't have to play Baccarat in the living room for the rest of the summer. You can go outside and have fun,
Definitely.
But you just got to be conscious. And again, like we said, being responsible, showing your parents that responsibility, that get up and go-ism, really going to be to your benefit later on.
Definitely will be.
Especially when you want a car.
Have fun. You know, have fun. That's the thing. Have fun outside. And like you said, just, you know, be safe. Just remember the action steps. You know, they are simple. It may be a lot to remember, but the simple, you know, truth is short shadow, seek shade, and cover up.
It is now time to play a legend. Hype or myth?
There's a lot of myths. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of legend. There's a lot of mistruth. Propaganda, if you will. Yeah. I used
it's
it.
It's truth.
I brought that word out. Yeah. So I'm going to read a myth to you, and Luke, tell me true or false, all right?
Sure.
A base suntan protects you.
What I'm saying is, instead of trying to be out there in the sun, getting all your exposure and getting your vitamin D that way, get it through, you know, those vitamins mom's always telling you to take. Those are a good way to do it. Glass of milk. Yeah, and other foods that have vitamin D in them. So, like I said, a lot of tips, a lot of material. But really, the takeaway message is, when you're outside and you've checked your shadow and you either seek shade or cover up with your hat, sunscreen, or sunglasses. So that's really what I'm trying to say.
Very cool. I mean, those are some common sense things, and I think a lot of us know it, but a lot of us forget it. Don't wait for mom and dad to tell you to do it. Do it yourself. Show them how responsible you are. You know,
absolutely.
Agree, disagree? Next time you want to, you know, oh, you're not responsible enough. Oh, wait till you're this age. Oh, wait till you're that age. Start showing them now how responsible you are, and this is a great way to do it, because not only are you showing them how responsible you are, which will benefit you later, but it also is going to keep your skin and yourself safer. It's going to make your skin look better.
Definitely.
Who wants to be in high school and be all wrinkly and craggy?
Absolutely.
Nobody.
Absolutely.
You know? That's just not the way to go.
We like that baby soft skin that just stays that way.
Like mine.
Thank you.
All right. Well, those sound like some pretty simple steps to take when you're outdoors. Of course, a lot of you are out there playing outside. Sometimes you don't even follow these steps because you don't think about it. You get sunburned. What actually happens when you get a sunburn? More importantly, how does it happen?
Sure. Well, I won't get too technical because the basics are good. But the sun gives off energy, like we talked about, and we've got this great invisible shield in the sky, and it's called the ozone layer. And a good way to think of the ozone layer is, you know, the movie The Incredibles, one of my favorite movies, by the way. And,
The Incredibles, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
There we go. And they've got the character Violet, and Violet is great because, you know, she creates this invisible force field around her, and nothing can get through it. Now, the ozone layer is something like this, except it's not perfect. Not like Violet's, you know, force field. So we need to practice these action steps to make sure we're doing this. But what happens really is your skin gets too much exposure to the sun. It causes it to redden and really burn. But we've got this great tool, and it comes with in a free toolkit that we give to teachers. So it's a Sunwise Frisbee, and everyone loves Frisbees.
Yep.
The Frisbee's typically white. But when you bring it outside and expose it to UV, it turns bright purple. Now, even on a cloudy day, it's just a great indicator to let you know that, you know, there's UV out there.
Yep.
And it often surprises people to see how much is out there.
Right. So as you're playing Frisbee out there and you start to notice the Frisbee turning color, that would be a good indication.
Perfect indication, yeah.
There are UV rays, UV
perfect
rays.
Perfect indication.
Yeah, all the other things. Okay, it's like a Broadway show.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not like that. It's just a Frisbee. They're UV rays. They're invisible.
Yeah,
and they can be dangerous to your skin. That's kind of cool. Now, let me ask you this. There's a tool, of course, out there that helps, you know, people figure out, aside from the Frisbee. If we could all have the Frisbee, then we wouldn't need this other thing.
That's true. That's true.
We need it. What is it, and where can we find out more about it?
Well, the UV index is this tool that we're talking about. It's part of our action steps, and it's sort of like the weather forecast, except it's talking about UV. So you can find out the night before what the high UV level is going to be for the day. And it's on a scale of 1 to 11 plus. And the higher the number, the more UV.
I love that your index goes to 11.
Yeah.
11 plus. It's not just 10.
Yeah,
couldn't
right.
you just make 10 more, like, something?
Funny
right?
story. It used
Instead
to be.
Instead, it's 11 plus.
Yeah, it used to be. And then we switched it to be like everyone else in the world. So, you know, we got on board with everybody else.
As long as it's not metric, because I couldn't figure that out.
But, yeah, and you can find it on our website, actually. So I would have your parents, you know, go online, check out our website. It's www.epa.gov/sunwise.
Okay.
SUNWISE.
That's epa.gov/sunwise.
That's it.
Just like that. Go ahead. Type it in. Type it in, you guys. Go! Type it! I know. Whoever's got dial-up, you're holding up the whole show. We don't have much time left. All right. You know what? We'll just move on. You can check it out afterwards, all right?